It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Woman finds a creepy shrine to Nicolas Cage hidden under her house.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And also R&R RV.
Wow. Everybody wants to be a part of the party.
Yeah, it is a line forming.
Can't blame them.
Mm-mm.
You know, Jay, have you heard about inflation?
I have heard something about it.
Steve, what do you know about the cost of things right now?
It's high?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Keeps going up, no matter what it is. I'm trying to remember where the place was. I don't want to say the name of the place.
Right.
But you're gonna.
But I can't remember what it was that I bought the other day. That it was something I hadn't bought for a while. And I remember saying, there's no way that was $18.
Right, yeah, I've said it myself.
I don't remember what it was, but we've all had that moment, haven't we?
Have you stayed in a hotel?
I don't think so.
Like ever? Or
well, I mean, just
I've stayed in a lot of hotels.
Anytime in the last, little bit, let's say.
Yeah. Anyone I've stayed in's been free.
Okay, that's nice.
I was just in a hotel when I went to Seattle.
Why, Jay? Because the hotels are expensive?
They went up high.
Really?
Yeah. Something like 40% or something.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's not good.
A lot of people are traveling now.
Okay, well, we have that. We know there's few things in life that remain the same. And I think the ones that do, we need to celebrate.
Okay.
And that's why right now I would like to give a big old 4th of July salute to Arizona iced tea.
Oh.
How much is an Arizona iced tea?
It's a great question. My son and my son's girlfriend were drinking it at the kitchen table last night.
And you didn't notice?
I did
not. I'm surprised you didn't because...
Well, I mean, it's not like they had the price on the bottle that I could look closely at.
No, they do.
Well, I know, but it's not like I was like walking over there to look closely at the bottle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a can.
I mean, I know where it's... Oh, these were bottles. Wait, is that not Arizona?
That's not Arizona iced tea then.
My bad. Sorry.
Arizona iced tea comes in the can and it's printed right on the side of it. Sorry. What is it, Steve?
It is...
Oh, you don't know either.
$1.50.
No, it's 99 cents.
99
Sorry, I thought
cents.
That was a very well-known thing because
if you drink
it's on
it,
the
I'm
can,
sure.
And I don't drink it, but it's on the can, and it's just it always says 99 cents, and I always think, boy, how long is that going to last?
Sure.
Well, let me tell you how long.
Like the Costco hot dog and pop.
Yep. Seems foreseeable like future is the word from Don Voltiago, the brand chairman and founder.
Yeah.
Of Arizona Iced Tea. He says, we're successful. We're debt-free. We own everything. Why have people who are having a hard time paying their rent pay more for their drink?
I mean, I like the concept a lot.
He says, I'll keep the prices to 99 cents as long as I possibly can as a way of giving back. And again, he's in a good situation. He said... we're taking one straight out of Costco's playbook with a $1.50 hot dog.
Yeah. And as long as I possibly can is a great out.
I mean, the foreseeable future is the great answer.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure Costco's answer is the same.
Hey, well, Costco said permanently for like forever, but it's still, that's also, you can't compete with that. Foreseeable future, I'm happy with. I'm like, well done.
I'm not happy about this.
I know you're not, but you're not happy with much.
What?
Huh?
He says... He wants to give back by keeping it at 99 cents. If he's given back, he would give them out for free. Come on, dude. What are you doing? Unbelievable. People.
What's that saying, Kevin? Looking a gift horse in the mouth?
Yeah, do not look the gift horse in the mouth, Steve. Do you know what that means?
No.
Well, back in the day... People used to look at the horse's mouth to see what kind of health it was in, I believe. And when someone would give you a horse, you weren't supposed to look in its mouth because that's rude.
Or its mouth.
Yeah, like don't look in its mouth. That's rude. Just take the gift of a horse.
Yeah.
So take the gift of 99 cent iced tea. It's a heck of a gift.
Oh, no, I'm looking at that mouth.
Story number two.
Gotta examine what you're getting. You heard that expression before?
I have not heard
Arizona
that.
Arizona iced teas, they really are delicious. I don't drink it because they have caffeine.
Right, sure.
If they have a non-caffeine one, I need to check into that. Because going into a convenience store and being able to buy a drink for 99 cents is, that is wonderful.
Man, it sure is.
Yeah, no, it really is.
Yeah, you just.
No, I mean, you can't switch now,
like,
Steve.
You get a soda and it's like, oh, a 20-ounce soda is $2.59. You're like, what? The heck it is. I'm still buying it. But
I'm looking at their website, Kevin. They actually have a mystery big can variety pack. How fun is that?
What does that mean?
I mean, it's just like you don't know what you're getting. You don't know what flavors you got.
Oh, so you're saying you want to look at the floor, horse's mouth?
What?
Stop. I don't see any. Sorry, Kevin. I don't see any.
Yeah,
sugar-free.
I don't think any of it is
cold brew, caffeine free.
The Arnold Palmer, I believe, is very popular.
Mm-hmm. Same company.
Right. Yeah. I mean, 99 cents. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so for all of that,
I'm trying.
I used to drink the green tea ginseng. That was the one that I used to have once in a while because it just seemed like it was going to make you healthy. Right?
It does, actually, yeah.
It's green tea with ginseng and honey.
It seems like, that they did all the products. I don't see a caffeine-free. It's got to be one, though. Come on. It's 2024.
I don't know, because they all have tea, I think. I don't
know,
Jay.
You have caffeine-free tea.
I do. That's true. They also don't have any flavor.
Well, I mean, you can't.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What, big knucklehead's going to get a big knucklehead hug, I got a feeling. I don't know.
Kevin James.
Okay, big knucklehead. Yeah, look at this. It's so... You guys are hugging over Love is Blind.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Got a couple reports, including from Dave, our listener. Dave, thank you for calling, letting us know that there are some accidents out there. Multiple vehicles in a crash on eastbound I-90 in Coeur d'Alene. Traffic is obviously moving slowly. That would be
exit
eastbound.
11.
Eastbound. I'm trying to see the exit, Kevin. I'm not getting a very good image of it here. Gosh dang it. I can't tell what exit that is. It might be Northwest Boulevard. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be exit 11.
Okay. All right, so they're still working on it. It's been a minute since it happened, but still working on it. So if you can avoid it, probably a good idea.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Well, we have some little memories on July 3rd that we need to discuss. July 3rd, we're going back to the 1800s, 1861, the Pony Express arrives in San Francisco with letters from New York.
Wow. What a concept.
The Pony Express it's a very weird concept, right? Like, I mean, I get it. Like, how did you get mail from there to there? Wasn't very
easy.
Why
didn't you just send an email, though?
They didn't quite have that yet. How long did the Pony Express last? You guys know?
7 years.
1 year.
Oh, yeah.
That was it. 1 year.
The horses were tired.
Actually, 18 months, to be completely fair. Between April of 1860 and October of 1861. But it's so famous.
How much did the Pony Express riders get paid every week?
Wow. This is so hard to try to figure out what they got paid.
They had stations across, and they rode a horse.
$4.
They rode a horse for 75 to 100 miles and then would switch horses. Seems like the horse should have got paid more.
Well, and the horse is getting a break. The young men riding the horses had to keep going.
How much, Steve?
$2.
$25 a week.
Dang. I mean, that had to be a pretty great job.
Seems like a dangerous job, but man, you could have bought a case of Arizona iced tea.
Right. It seems like, well, what's the big thing? It used to be 99 cents back then. That's how they've been keeping it cheap now.
Yeah, that's why they own everything. I mean, that's a lot. 24 iced teas?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing you don't, I mean, you think about, okay, riding a horse, it took 10 days to do the 1,966-mile trek. That's the famous one from the first time they went from Missouri to California. But they also, you're right, Jay, you rode across areas where people probably tried to shoot and kill you.
Right, yeah.
You forget about that part. It wasn't just riding a horse. It was surviving all of the things.
And the elements and the, you know, all that stuff.
Great television show, 1883, which was,
heard of it.
22 years after this. That show fascinates. That's a time in history that fascinates me the most.
How far could you ride a horse and be able to walk the next day?
Oh. I mean, I don't have a good guess, but an hour.
An hour, yeah. It's a long time, especially if it's running.
Running's a different deal. Yeah. If it runs at all, you're done.
Yeah, galloping, anything. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
But you got a saddle, right?
No, bareback. Steve, have you ever been on a horse?
Yeah.
A saddle or bareback?
Saddle.
And you didn't find it uncomfortable?
Hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let me stop everything, Mr. Pony Express.
Yeah, that's right.
Were you on a horse or were you on a pony?
I was on a horse.
Okay.
For what?
A trail.
We were riding. On a trail ride or something where they basically just walk in line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like up a mountain.
Are you sure it was a horse and not a donkey?
What? No, it was a horse.
Okay, because sometimes those are donkeys.
Yeah, sometimes.
Who were you with?
My family. We were.
So you went on a horseback ride with your family at what mountain?
Well, not a mountain. We were on a trail.
Okay. And what was it? Camping.
Colorado. We were in Colorado.
Oh, Colorado. That's a very Colorado thing.
It is. Yeah. Was there any point where you were scared? Well, scared, nervous.
Come on, Jay.
You're nervous just walking around. You know, though, Steve has a streak in him. I mean, he's the only guy who's, skydived. He's the only guy on the show that's, that's it. But I was trying to make it sound better. But, now that is actually it.
Steve, I was like, what's with the long pause?
Well, I was trying to think of something else brave you've done. But
how old were you when you did this?
Oh,
I'm going to guess 12, Kevin.
That's probably about right.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, so Steve's been on a horse. Congrats. I did not know that.
Thanks.
That seemed backhanded, but okay.
No, that's awesome. I just would not have guessed that he had been on a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had to, bet my money, I would have been on, he's never been on a horse.
Well, you would have been a losing man.
Yes.
Do people who are horse people think it's hard to ride a horse for an extended period of time, or only us non-horse people?
I mean, I think it's like anything, you get used to it, right?
For sure, yeah.
But if you ride for a long time, you're going to be sore. I think that's a pretty common thing, right? Like, no matter how much you ride, if you ride too much, it's just like, yeah.
Well, I've ridden a motorcycle and gotten sore.
Yeah.
So, and that seems easier.
I just think it's part
easier of
it.
Yeah.
So you think the motorcycle's like training then to ride a horse? Based on that. No? Is that not what you're saying?
I mean, it's similar, but not really.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how long do you think you could last on a horse without hurting?
Half an hour.
Really? Only in a half hour?
I would be sore the next day. I mean, especially now if it's walking, that's a little different.
If a trail ride is so different than a horse.
These guys riding full speed, man. Hello.
Oh, you are talking like Pony Express.
Any sort of running.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What about at a nice jog?
Same.
A horse jog.
That's almost worse. There's more bouncing.
Oh.
Yeah, when they gallop or whatever.
Yeah. Oh. Have you ever ridden an elephant?
I haven't.
I was like 13.
At a circus, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Very hard to ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're just, they're bulky, right?
You can't try to get your legs that wide. Holy smokes.
It's hard to get your legs around an elephant.
Are you kidding me right now? I couldn't even do that at all. I'd have to sit side saddle on an elephant. That's an odd look.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Are we still talking about chasing in vehicles, or what are we talking here?
Yeah. Okay. It was definitely vehicle chasing.
Kevin James.
I think I can catch Kevin if we're not using vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, it is time to play a little Beat the Show here. Kevin, how shocked were you when you saw Steve had the, you know, the subject matter of Beat the Show?
I'm going to tell you, Jay. Reminds me of something else in my life where, you know how you walk by the garbage can your whole life?
Right.
And it's overflowing and nobody takes it out and you're just like...
Okay, yeah.
Hey, guess what? I'll push down the garbage. I'll take the can out. Mm-hmm. I'll take it outside.
Yeah.
I'll do it again and again. Apparently, you know, the boys who put the last three cups in there didn't... I mean, you know...
As it pours over onto the floor.
They didn't notice it.
Yeah.
And then one morning you get up and you think, I don't want to take that garbage out. And you walk out there and it's been taken out. And you look and you say to your sons, did one of you take this out? Yeah, I did, Dad. I'm so proud of you. Thank you. That's how I felt today with Steve and giving the topic of 4th of July for Beat the Show instead of, like, you know, who could he have done? Margot Hemingway.
Why do I feel like this is a compliment and not a compliment?
It is a compliment, Steve. I'm proud of you.
It's time to beat the show.
Yeah.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey.
So listen.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
What?
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
The funny thing, isn't it Tom Cruise's birthday and he could have done Tom Cruise today, which is even funnier.
He could have.
There's a, you know, an actual celebrity, but no, that's fine.
No, and it's all good, it Jay. Good. I mean, I'm not going to complain about 4th of July trivia on the 3rd of July. It's well done. Now, we'll see how the questions go. But again, I'm as proud of you as I was of my teenage son for taking out the garbage without being asked.
Brett, what's up?
How much? How you doing?
Good, man. Are you ready for a 4th of July holiday?
I am ready.
Are you working like on Friday, or what'd you do with that day?
I pretty much took the week off.
Nice. It's a weird one where, like, if you're working on Friday, I man, it's kind of hard to come back on a Friday if you have, like, Saturday and Sunday.
For real.
Yeah, it's just a weird one. All right, man. Well, let's see if we can't get you one of these really cool travel mugs, these brand new Coyote Country travel mugs. Let's see if we can't get you one of those. And who would you like to challenge today? Would you like to challenge me or Kevin?
I don't know. I'll say you.
Okay. All right, Brett. Good luck. And 60 seconds on the clock. 7 questions pass if you get stuck. Okay. Well, I'll be back.
All right, here we go, Brett. This country singer with the initials MG will be one of the hosts of NBC's Macy's 4th of July fireworks special. Can you name her?
Oh, jeez. MJ.
You want to pass?
Man, I'm blanking.
Okay, we'll go on to the next one. Who was the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence?
Thomas Jefferson.
Where does the Nathan's Famous International Hot Dog Eating Contest take place?
I'm going to say New York.
Who is Captain Stephen Hiller in the movie Independence Day?
Bruce Willis.
All American Girl is a Carrie Underwood song. What pro sport did her husband play?
Football.
What day of the week was the 4th of July in 2023?
Which what?
What day of the week was 4th of July?
I'm going to say Tuesday.
Nicolas Cage played Ben Gates in what franchise? What movie franchise?
Pass.
Okay. Did you think of the country singer who's going to be the host of the fireworks?
I should know this. I don't know. Mary J. Blige? What?
Okay.
No?
Yeah.
All right. Let's bring back Jay.
Jay, come on back for some 4th of July trivia.
Oh, you're
going to
kick my ass.
Whoa.
You know, I don't know about that.
I think that was the
he thinks he's
going to
lose, but I'm not sure that that is true.
Are they hard questions today, Kevin?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they're gettable.
Okay.
Gettable.
Well,
I like that.
Oh, okay. Boy. That's okay. All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay, here we go. This country singer with the initials MG will be one of the hosts of NBC's Macy's 4th of July fireworks special. Name her.
Mickey Guyton?
Who was the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence?
I just short-circuited. What was it?
First person to sign the Declaration of Independence.
Thomas Jefferson.
Where does the Nathan's Famous International Hot Dog Eating Contest take place?
That's a wrong answer, too. Coney Island.
Who is Captain Steven Hiller in the movie Independence Day?
Will Smith.
All-American Girl is a Carrie Underwood song. What pro sport did her husband play?
Hockey.
What day of the week was the 4th of July in 2023? Last year.
Monday.
Nicolas Cage played Ben Gates in what movie franchise?
I can't think of it. I don't know.
Okay.
Let's see how we did.
Man, I should got that one.
Would there be
I got
any...
stuck on the leap year thing.
Yeah. That's what made it.
Couldn't remember which way to go on that.
Yeah. All right. This country singer with the initials MG will be one of the hosts of NBC's Macy's 4th of July fireworks special. Right. Name her.
I thought you were.
How did you get that?
Well, I was thinking Montgomery Gentry. When you said her, and then I realized, well, first of all, Montgomery Gentry isn't a singer.
Right. And I was like, Miranda Gambert? That's literally all I could think of.
How long did I wait? How long did it take me?
Like 12 seconds?
Yeah, like a long time. Because I started thinking of who has been hosting stuff. Mickey Guyton has been hosting quite a few shows, so.
Would you be angry if I said you were wrong?
I wouldn't be angry. I'm happy I came up with any sort of guess at that point.
Okay. Well, it was Mickey Guyton.
It was. Okay. Yeah, all right. Wow. Yeah. Well, that hurt. No, thanks.
But you got there.
Yeah.
I don't know how you did it. 1 point, Jay.
Very nice, Jay. Very nice.
Very nice.
Who was the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence?
Yeah,
you both said old TJ.
I got that wrong.
Yeah, John Hancock.
Yeah, should have known that.
The biggest.
Put John Hancock on it.
Right, should have known that one.
Where does Nathan's Famous International Hot Dog Eating Contest, where does that take place?
I mean, I said Coney Island. The only reason I know that because I actually was there.
Yep. I believe Brett said New York.
He said New York.
Right, yeah, which is also correct.
I mean, you got to count that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's 2-1.
Who is Captain Steven Hiller in the movie Independence Day? That would be the one and only Will Smith.
Okay. All right, yeah. I mean, how did...
He said Bruce Willis. He's thinking of Armageddon, I believe.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure there. Yeah, very nice.
Okay. All-American Girl is the Carrie Underwood song. What pro sport did her husband play?
I finally felt good about an answer.
Yeah, you got it right. You said hockey. It was hockey.
I finally felt good about that.
Yeah, I believe Brett said football.
He did, and I don't blame him. I mean, it seems like she'd marry a football guy, but...
It does.
I mean, it does. Like, right? They're studly guys.
Yeah.
After a football guy.
Yeah.
What day of the week was the 4th of July in 2023, a.k.a. last year?
Did I get this one right?
Incorrect, Jay. You said Monday, right?
Did I go the wrong way on those days? How does it work with the leap year the year before?
It was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday?
Brett got it right.
Oh, nice job, Brett. Well done. What's the score, Kevin?
It is, he has 2, you have 4.
Nicolas Cage played Ben Gates in what movie franchise?
One of my favorites.
Yeah, these are great.
I don't know why
movies.
We like these. My family loves these movies.
There was supposed to be a third one. I don't think they ever came out with it. National Treasure, by the way, was the answer.
Oh, that's why I
never
seen
it. Did you guys ever watch
those? Never seen them.
Mm-mm. Oh, you should watch them. Yeah. They are
Everybody says they're great.
They're enjoyable, yeah.
They do have, or they did come out with a new TV show with that. Was it last year, I think?
The National Treasure?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was last year.
Is that the only franchise he's been in?
Nicolas Cage?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Obviously been in a lot of movies.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why I couldn't get to it, because I was like, I don't think I've seen a franchise with Nick Cage in it. Ghost Rider, maybe. Anyway, was that the last one?
Yeah.
What was the final, Kevin?
Jay, the final was 4-2.
4-2. Brett, can you pick a number? We've got these mugs. We've got to get rid of them, so hopefully we can get you one. What number would you like to be?
Say seven.
Seven it is. All right, man. Have a great holiday weekend and enjoy the rest of the week, too. He took the whole week off. That was very nice. And nice. 509-441-0999. Call right now.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What are you doing for the 4th? Are you going to have a lot of people?
No. We've had our 4th of July celebrations, like, with all the people and stuff. So, no, we
have... So, truly an Independence Day.
Kevin James.
So, will it just be you and your lady friend, or... What? Is that not what we call Denise now?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat, Kevin.
You seem stat very angry. Today.
What do you want to hear, man? I have so many 4th of July stats I want to share with you.
Prove it.
Okay, let's start with this. 150 million hot dogs are consumed each 4th of July. $9.4 billion will be spent on July 4th food.
Wow.
In the United States. 66 of Americans will attend a 4th of July picnic.
66% of Americans?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We'll attend a 4th of July picnic.
Is that... yeah, okay.
Is that...
broad term picnic, I feel like. You know, if someone's having you over to their house and there's food, I never consider that
that's
a picnic.
That's not a picnic. That's a barbecue, man.
Yeah, I know. I just wonder if that's... You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. That's... I'm very stumped by that. Now, I was just reading because Steve said... producer Steve's going to go to the lake with me tonight.
Yes.
Up to my brother's
place. Are you guys
place.
Spending the night?
No.
Okay, coming back
we
tonight.
We decided
okay.
to...
All right, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, I was just asking mm-hmm. for a friend.
And let's see. I'm trying to read through all this family text that I didn't pay that close of attention
Why
to.
Why do you do
that? Well, I mean,
that?
I read them all at the time.
Did you?
I did.
Okay.
But see, here's the thing, Jay. It's just me. Like, I don't really usually have to worry about too much.
Yeah, I get you.
Like, everybody knows I'm probably going to bring vegetables. That's what I always bring.
Makes sense.
But I was reading through the message, and I was a little surprised because they were like, oh, they're talking about all the food that people are going to bring. It's a big production. There's a lot of people coming up for the 4th.
Yeah, you don't need to know what everybody's bringing. You just need to know what
well,
you're bringing.
I kind of do because I don't want to bring the same thing, right?
Well, but I thought they already knew you were bringing veggies.
Salads, sides, veggie tray, desserts, fruits. I never said what I was bringing.
Oh, now you're late
yeah,
to the party.
I haven't answered any of these.
Now you've got trouble because everything's been taken.
My mom the Bag other day said, I think you need to bring some extra vegetables.
She said that to you?
Yeah. And I said,
in
okay,
a separate
mom,
text, you say, or
no? No, just in person.
Oh, Kevin, oh, in person. I
yeah.
I got you.
But I see right here, it says... Steph, my sister-in-law, who's amazing and plans all this.
Yeah.
She said on, well, tonight we're having tacos. Lunch on Thursday is hot dogs in the park.
Oh, wow.
Well, that to me sounds like a picnic.
That is a picnic. It's in a park.
I don't even know what that means.
Well,
I know
means-
what do you mean?
I don't know where the park is. Steve.
Yeah.
There's, you know, usually everything is done at their house, but there is a parade on the 4th.
Right.
And okay. So after they do the parade.
Boat parade or on land parade?
Boat parade yeah. is later.
Oh, okay. I see.
But on land parade. Jay,
oh, nice.
Super fun. They throw candy.
You know who likes candy?
Charlie.
Yeah, he likes candy a lot.
Here go to 4th of July.
Yeah.
I celebrate my independence.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Charlie.
Charlie the coyote.
Years ago, my forefathers, they had a battle with the wolves, and they were able to get independence.
Correct.
They had a battle with the who?
The wolves.
The who?
The wolves.
What?
The wolves.
Yeah, the wolves. You know, the wolves.
You know, oh!
Yeah. I don't know. I can't
the
believe
wolves?
It. Do you not know Charlie the Coyote?